A police video recorded in Chicago was so damaging that someone had to pay, and yesterday some of the bill came due.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel fired the police superintendent. Gary McCarthy lost his job a week after authorities finally released the video. It shows a white police officer shooting and killing a black teenager.
For the mayor, the dismissal is a chance to mend police-community relations. His critics, though, are asking if, in firing the police commissioner, Rahm Emanuel was not aiming high enough. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Horrifying. That's how Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel describes the video of 15-year veteran police officer Jason Van Dyke gunning down 17-year-old Laquan McDonald as the teenager is trying to walk away. Action is needed, the mayor says, to prevent such abuses in the future and to repair the broken bonds of trust between the city's police officers and the communities they serve.
In order to bring the level of safety to our streets that every Chicagoan deserves, people must have confidence in our entire system.
Emanuel was speaking publicly yesterday for the first time since the video was released, amid a firestorm of criticism over the investigation into the shooting and why the city fought to keep the video from going public. Emanuel says it has become an undeniable fact
that the public trust in the leadership of the department has been shaken and eroded.
So Emanuel asked Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy to resign, saying he had become a distraction.
Now is the time for fresh eyes and new leadership to confront the challenges the department and our community and our city are facing.
But many of the same criticisms community leaders level at McCarthy, they level at Emanuel as well. They note that problems with excessive force and allegations of cover-ups, as well as strained police-community relations, go back years. So reporters asked the mayor if that by firing McCarthy, he was avoiding responsibility himself.
I said in my remarks, I'm responsible. I don't shirk that responsibility. I have taken certain steps prior to this date. I'm taking steps today. As I told you, this is a work in process in finding a solution. It's not the end of the problem.
In addition to firing his police chief, the mayor appointed a police accountability task force Tuesday, ordering a top-to-bottom review of training, oversight, and the culture within Chicago's police department. But even those who back Emanuel's dumping of the top cops say the mayor's actions don't go far enough.
So this firing is a start, but it may be too little too late. Who else is a part of this cover-up?
This is Reverend Ira Acree at a community forum last night at a church on Chicago's west side.
We need every entity of government, the mayor's office, the state's attorney office, and the police department to be investigated from top to bottom.
The U.S. Department of Justice is reviewing a request from Illinois' Attorney General Lisa Madigan to investigate whether the Chicago department has a pattern or practice of discriminatory policing. But many want the feds to launch an even wider probe. Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin.
We're asking that the federal authorities look at the timeline. And they look at whether or not there was an overt effort to suppress the videotape to benefit someone's reelection campaign.
That someone is Mayor Emanuel, who was forced into a tough runoff election last spring. Members of the Chicago City Council's Black Caucus also want to hold hearings to grill Mayor Emanuel, his top aides, and top police officials to ask what did they know and when did they know it. But many at this community forum wanted to shift the focus away from politics to actually fixing the problem of police mistreatment of the city's young African Americans.
The youth perspective in all this is very important.
Janicia Williams is president of the Westside NAACP Youth Council.
The youth are growing up seeing police officers as the enemy, and that's really not the case. So in order to change our future, we have to work on right now.
Williams wants to see fewer stop and frisk and detain and arrest confrontations with police and more positive interactions in hopes of preventing another black teen from becoming the next Laquan McDonald. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.